Here this morning, another morning. I wish I could be saying this from the cloud, but not yet. Amen. But I thank God for the opportunity to be able to serve him in Jesus' name. Remember the lady with the children with the scabies? I think we got her. I think she emailed me, and I think this is her email address. Amen. So Jennifer. Jennifer is the name of the young lady with the babies with the, they had the scabies?
Nope. Iva Joe.
Iva Joe? Okay, hold on. Do I have an Iva Joe here? No, I don't have an Iva Joe. Okay, well then this might be somebody else, an additional. It was sent by one of our longtime members. Mm-hmm. And it was sent, so this might be another person. It was, amen. So check, so when I get finished with this, check. We want to keep her in prayer, AKA Sarah TN or Tennessee. Amen. I got your email. We're gonna be contacting you to see what's going on. Amen. Because it sounds like the same sister. Sounds like the same one. Okay. So I am from Germany. 37 years old. I have 5 children. Is this the young lady? I don't see Eva Joe. Ah, Eva Joe. Okay. We got you, Eva Joe. We got you. But Nikki, please, I need you to look at this when we're. Jennifer needs prayer. I think I got it mixed up, but okay. We got you. We're gonna send this information to the people that that want to help. So thank you for emailing us. I appreciate it greatly. Thank you. Also, Lisa Roma, we'll be praying for your niece. And the fact that she doesn't know who Jesus is, that's not a good thing. That's not good. And she has too many things going on in her life, especially not to know who Jesus is. So we want to make sure that we're praying for your niece, Christine. Barbara Clark, her niece, emergency, Tina, she is too. Okay, so she was 5150. So if you are familiar with what that is, that's a psych. I think that's a temporary psych lockup for like 2 or 3 days or something like that. In addition to all the other issues that her niece is having. And so we want to keep praying for her. And we got you, Barbara, we got you. Yeah. And Warhammer. We want to thank God for Robert Violet's successful healing and surgery and all that went on. God bless. Thank you, Robert, for keeping us in the loop. We appreciate that. Amen. Hold on. Do we have very many prayers this morning?
It just came through. Give me 1 second.
Okay. And Warhammer, we're still praying for Susan. Amen. Because I know that's a lot going on with Warhammer. And Warhammer keeps us updated with a lot of people. Update on Pablo, I mean. He has neck surgery. They told him in. It's because, amen. Warhammer. Warhammer, I can't wait to meet Warhammer. I'm like, what? She all in the jungle, just looking, you know, hunting to, you know, to kill demons and rescue the saints that have been attacked and all that. She's deep on the front line. She's there. Amen. Vicky Laughlin, amen. Urgent prayer for nephew. For nephew's son, amen, amen. So we're still on it, and we're still praying. So Nikki,
there's not a lot. In fact, you just mentioned the ones that are on the list.
Did I?
Yes.
Okay. So if you want to go, listen. I need everybody to understand this. This basic information before leaving Earth. That's the acronym for this. We know that spells Bible. This has got all kind of amazing information about baptism and about salvation, about the Holy Spirit, the Father and the Son, and about what we believe, the purpose of the Talit. What does the Bible say about anointing oil? What are the signs of a lukewarm Christian? Things that show that you might be lukewarm. People, it was many. I didn't learn it in the church that I was growing up in. I mean, they mentioned it, but I didn't learn it. Exactly what did God mean by triune? Or what was the three, you know, body, soul, and spirit? I heard it, but we were never taught it. You follow the difference, right? Amen. And, you know, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and you can look at it kind of like an egg. It's one egg, but in three parts and things. A lot of great information on healing and sickness. It talks about who our enemy is and how we can go about fighting. It's just a lot of great information, and this is not for sale. We want to give this to you because I send this to every person I can think of. I mail out to people that need it. I email it. We ask Minister Tahira, send it out. I send it out. Anybody that I give a Bible to, anybody I can, we give this to, because you need to know the basics about your walk. You need to understand the battle that you're in, and you need to understand that this is not a game. And this world has an expiration date, and people don't get that. We are not here forever. We have, there's the, you okay, Abigail?
Yes,
it's okay. She's like, oh no, I didn't mean to do that. This world has an expiration date. You are not gonna be here forever. Everything is changing. Things are not gonna go back to the way they were ever. Jesus is soon to come. Things are changing, and you need to know the basics of why you're here, the basics about who you're serving. You need to know the basic information about the enemy that you're fighting. I want you to have this. I don't care where you live. It's not bleeding, is it? Oh, it's bleeding. Oh, Abby, why'd you do that? Amen. She has Band-Aid. I want to make sure you get this. I'll email it to you. We'll mail it to you. If you can get mail, oh, that really is bleeding. Oh, poor kid. If you get postal service, we want to send it to you. We don't charge you for the postage, and we don't charge you for the material. We just need to make sure you get it. I need you to get this. Basic instructions before leaving the earth. Just say the 101 book. And it has been updated. I updated it the first of this month. It's got all kind of information on it. I need you to get this, because the Bible says my people err for the lack of knowledge. People have not been taught. Listen, when you come into salvation, a lot of people fail. A lot of us have failed to tell you that once you receive Christ, that's not where the party starts. That's where the battle starts. When you walk in and you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's not party time. Woo! I mean, you can rejoice. You should rejoice. But you need to understand there's a real enemy who's really after you, and you need to make sure that you know who you're fighting and what you're fighting with and why you're fighting.
Amen.
You need to understand that this is a battle, and this is not a joke. This is not something you can just walk away from with no consequences. There are consequences to all of your actions, whether they're good or bad. It is, I think it was Darwin, for every action there's a reaction. Is that Darwin? Einstein? Was that Einstein? Okay. Sir Isaac Newton. Thank you. For every action, there is a reaction. For everything, just because you don't choose Christ don't mean you did not choose the enemy. When you don't choose Christ, you have chosen the enemy by default.
Amen.
When you do not accept Jesus Christ on his terms as your Lord and Savior, you have accepted the enemy by default. It is you must accept Christ. You must address it. You must accept him. The word, those things need to come out of your mouth. You have to purposely accept Christ. You cannot accidentally fall into Christ and accidentally fall into heaven. That's not how it works, because people are really weird and they think really strange stuff. Well, if I don't acknowledge the devil, you know, then maybe God will accept me because I didn't accept the enemy. No, you must accept Christ on purpose. Amen. And I'm sure if you're married, your spouse didn't want you to accept them by accident. I'm sure they wanted you to accept them on purpose. Joanna, am I right? You must accept your spouse.
Amen.
On purpose, not by accident. You don't get your spouse by default. And if you did, that's terrible. But that is not how you're going to get Christ. Good morning. Good morning. Says you must accept Christ on purpose. Well, I don't know who he is. It is your responsibility to know who he is. It is your response. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It is your responsibility to seek after Christ. He has made himself completely available. He has made himself available to everybody that wants him and to people that don't even know that they want him. He has made himself available to everybody. He's not going to snatch you and make you accept him, but he will make himself available so you can accept him. And it is your job to understand who he is. It is your job to understand why it is your job to accept him. You are not going to get to heaven by accident.
Amen.
You are not going to get salvation. Oops. Okay, salvation is not a oops. Salvation was done on purpose.
Intentional.
Amen. Intentional. You must accept Christ. It is your job. You must confess. I cannot confess Christ for you. You must confess Christ. You must receive him because this is your salvation. When you meet him, he's not going to ask you about anybody except you.
Right.
He's not going to ask you, why didn't your pastor tell you? And by the way, stop blaming your pastor. Okay, well, even if he's a crook or she's a crook, stop blaming them, because you should have enough God in you to know that they're a shyster.
Amen.
You should know enough about Christ to know they just lying because they got lips. You have to have enough God in you to know when people are not doing right. Amen.
Amen.
Am I right, mother?
Amen.
Amen. It is your job to accept Christ on, and you're not going to accept Christ. He's not going to accept you on your terms. You must accept him on his terms. You must agree with God that he is who he said he is. He was God on earth. He was all of God in the flesh on earth for us.
Amen.
Amen. I'm saying it because you said I didn't have that minute, so I'm talking. Can I talk a little bit? I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. Amen. I'm just putting it out there. No, come on over here, woman. Amen. I'm just saying. You must accept Christ. I've heard some crazy things over the last few days. I've heard some really crazy stuff. And let me tell you, this is not getting better. There is a plan set up for this fall. And if you are not in Christ, you're going to have some problems. And I think it was John that was, when the Bible said in Revelation, he said, God told him to come up here, and he saw the, and he saw all this. Well, then later on, as you read in those verses, there were a multitude of people that could not be numbered. Do y'all remember that? There was a multitude of people that could not be numbered. And John, who are these people? Sir, you know, these are they that came out of the great tribulation. There is a number of people that cannot be, that he couldn't count. Masses of people that came out of the great tribulation, which means they were down here when stuff jumped off. And they had to go through something, because they were, because when they die from the tribulation, they go under the altar. They don't join the wedding party. They're not part of the wedding. They're not part of the bride. If you make it to heaven after the rapture, you cannot be a part of the bride. Amen. And I don't think people know that. You are only going to be a part of the bride if you are raptured up or you died before. That's the only way you're going to be part of the bride. Otherwise, you'll get to heaven, but you will not be part of the bride. And he said, there is a number that can't be counted that have accepted Christ, that have come, that have died and have made it up to heaven. These are they that came out of the great tribulation. So what is going to be going on in the world that's going to cause so many people that laugh at you now, that talk about you now, that think you're crazy now, that's going to make them want Jesus? What's going on in the world that's going to make them decide, I made a mistake. I blew it. I missed my shot. Let me take this last one.
Right.
What's going on? How bad must it be if people that would have even accepted Jesus Christ, let alone acknowledged who he is, are now full on Jesus?
Amen.
What is the enemy putting on people that make them want to say, out, you cut my head off. You can have all of me. I ain't taking this. I'm not doing that. I'm not. What's going on? And you... this is your opportunity not to be a part of that.
Amen.
This is your chance not to be. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a blessing to be under the altar. It's a blessing because you made it to heaven.
Yes.
You no longer in the tribulation. You're not going to hell. You're going to be with God forever. That's a great thing.
Yes.
But there's one thing that might be a little bit greater than that. And that's being part of the bride.
Yes.
And so why wait to see if, I'm gonna wait and see if this thing is really real. I'm gonna wait and see if the tribulation is really real. Really? You're gonna wait and see if prison really as bad as they say it is. Right? I'm gonna see if taking this Drano, if that really will make me die. I'm gonna see if taking Drano, I'm gonna see if this bullet really gonna work. Let me keep popping and see. I'm gonna see, that's just silly stupid. That's just crazy. I'm gonna wait and see if this bullet works. Yep.
Yeah.
That's just stupid. Don't be a statistic. Because that's just dumb. I'm sorry. I know I'm not supposed to call you stupid. But if that's how you're thinking, I'm going to tell you. Now, you know, I don't believe in sugarcoating stuff, but I do believe in not getting yelled at. You know, I do believe in that. But I'm going to tell you, that's just dumb. Well, in your mind, you know, that's just, you don't have to land under the altar, although that is an incredible place to be. You don't have to land under the altar, because all those people had to go through some part, if not all, of the tribulation. You don't have to do that. You don't. The Bible said tomorrow is not promised. Don't wait until tomorrow to decide I'm going to live for Christ.
Amen.
You may not make it through tomorrow. There are a lot of people that are going to die today that didn't know
Right. They
weren't going to be here. They didn't know. There are a lot of people that died last night. They didn't know they weren't going to be here today. They had the church clothes dressed, laid out, and had the car keys setting up. They were ready to go. They on the other side now. They didn't know. Don't you know they were planning for that? If I thought I'd die in my sleep, I'd never go to sleep again. But you don't know. Am I right?
Yeah.
But you don't know. You don't know. You know, every time you sit, you know, all I'm saying, good morning, Pastor. Good morning. All I'm saying is this. Don't I look good? I'm trying to tell you. I know. And then T got me some knee builders, some things. They mine. I'll put my initial on the back. Amen. I'm doing good, girl. I saw her heading over here. No. Amen. Amen. So all I'm saying. you can't take them nowhere. You take them outside and they just act all up. Amen. All I'm saying is this. All I'm saying, the Bible says laughter is good for the soul. Amen. I love some laughter. You can't laugh in the church. This is holy. Shut up. That's why you're not up here. You can laugh. If God can laugh, I can laugh. If my daddy can laugh and he put laughter in me, I can laugh too. Amen. 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 Hello, somebody. Laughter is good for the soul. My soul will need all the good it can get. Amen. That's all I'm saying.
Think that we are hilarious.
Oh, I know. Some of the stuff God does, he's got to be laughing. He's got to be. I told y'all about what I expected, what my wife did. Now, come here, woman. I told you. I said, I'm going to get me somebody tall, taller than me. That's what I want. Somebody taller than me.
I am taller than you.
Yeah, amen. And somebody not my complexion. Amen. And this and that. I had plans. And everything I said I was going to do, the Lord's like, Gabriel, come here. Watch this. The complete opposite, but it was perfect match. Amen. I am not what she wanted. Can I tell it? Okay, I'm going to tell it. I am not what she wanted, and I knew that going in.
Yeah.
Amen. Because we were friends first, so I got the scoop. You know, she wanted somebody, you know, athletic kind of, you know, no kids, no ministers, no preachers, you know, because that was one of the number one rules. No ministers. And she wanted, you know, all and everything she wanted, she got the exact opposite. And I'm sure God was just laughing and laughing. And then she fell in love with me and couldn't help it. And that was the funniest thing, because then she was hooked. And so, amen. And it's been over 20 years. I guess she's still hooked. Amen. She ain't went nowhere yet. You know, so I'm just saying, if God can laugh, we can laugh.
Yeah.
Amen. God's got to be rolling over some of the stuff that we do down here. Yeah. Amen. But let me get back to my primary subject before y'all interrupted me. Before y'all, hey man, this is the thing. Because, you know, they'll interrupt you in a minute, so you gotta, you know, you gotta watch them. Amen.
Yes, you will.
Amen. what you saying? What you saying, woman? I know you're saying something smart. That ain't what you said. Amen. I know that ain't what she said. All I'm saying is this. All I'm saying is they had too much fun. I can't watch them no more. Then go on. Amen. I got 500 steady. I'm good. Amen. You must take advantage of the opportunity that you have. Because thing, what we're facing today is nothing compared to what's headed this way. And not in the long term. I don't want to say anything because people get weird. So I'm going to leave it alone. All I'm saying is this. You have a perfect opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior now. There is no reason not to accept him now. Okay. Y'all, tell me if this makes sense. You see a $100 bill laying on the sidewalk. I'm going to go home and think about it and come back. There, it's mine. I'm going to be walking, scooping and walking. You'll never know it was there. It ain't going to be nothing but a shadow. That happened to me once. That happened. I didn't go home and think about it. Let me pray on it and see if I need this $100 bill. You know, poor, broke and hungry. Let me see if I'm going to let you out. You stay there. And I'll be back. And if you're still there, if you meant for me, you'll be there. Oh, wow. Yeah, right. Well, yeah. Amen. Don't that sound just dumb?
Yeah.
Waiting for tomorrow to accept Jesus Christ is dumber than that.
Amen.
I'm going to wait and see what happens to the rest of them before I accept Jesus. That's stupid. You need to accept him while you can. Because tomorrow is not promised. You must accept Jesus. Have I said that enough? Do they got it?
I hope so.
Okay. All right. Come on, mama. Tell me something what you got. Thank God for Mother Sharon's mother being here.
Yeah.
The second Sunday, evangelist, pastor, preacher, Bible scholar, woman of God, know her stuff. Have preached and prayed for years and brought people unto Christ. Don't tell me they ain't a big old crown with lots of gold hanging around and waiting on you whenever we get there. Amen. That's all I'm saying. Honor to whom honor is due and tribute to whom tribute is due.
Yeah.
And thank you for Mother Sharon because we couldn't have got her without you.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 I love the people of God. I love the people of God. Amen.
Our first prayer is from Satorius.
Uh-huh.
He's asking for prayer over his girlfriend and her household. They are having issues with finances, health for her dad, and just need a greater faith in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. It's excuse me. Do I have a okay. It is not getting easier. The enemy is going to make sure it gets tougher than it is. It is not the enemy's plan to make, if you are a believer of Christ, it is not the enemy's plan to make your life any easier. Amen?
Yeah.
We need God to shield us and to protect us while we're yet here. We need God to open up doors because we can no longer depend on friends and family and this and that. We can only depend on God. So we're going to pray that the Lord will bring your family closer together in Christ. We're going to pray that the Lord will open doors and windows for you, for your finances, for your spiritual health. What was it? Finances, spiritual health?
And her health, for her dad, physical health for her dad.
And for his dad.
For her dad.
For her dad. And physical health for your dad. We're going to pray because just like the enemy can turn up the heat, so can God. Amen. We always yap about what the enemy doing, what the enemy doing, what the enemy doing. But you ain't said nothing about what God doing. God is, in spite of what it looks like, God is still in control.
Amen.
In spite of what people are thinking, God is still in control. In spite of people would have you to think, God is still in control. Because the enemy cannot do any more than God allows him to do.
Amen.
We need to remember that. The enemy cannot get buck wild. Why? Because the church is still here. The enemy cannot go willy-nilly because the church is still here. The enemy wants us out of here more than we, well, not more, just as much as we want to be out of here.
Amen.
The enemy wants us out because he's got 7 years only to do his thing. And we are in the way. He is completely set up. He's got his team in place. He's ready to rock and roll. He wants us out of here. We want out of here. But he can't do anything until God makes the move, until God says yes. So no matter what the enemy is doing to you, or trying to do to you, or trying to throw at you, God is still in control. Yeah. And if you are a part of God, if you are a member of the body of Christ, if God is your Lord and Savior, and you trust and believe in him, God will watch over you. God will protect you, and God will provide. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for the ability to pray for those that are in need. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a platform so that we could speak to those that are following you, and to those that desire to follow you, and to those that don't know who you are. We thank you for the opportunity to say yes to you, to people that may not have anybody else in their atmosphere agreeing with them in Christ. Father, we're praying for this family, that you would make a move on their finances, that you would turn some things around, that you would bring peace to that family and healing to that father that is in need of healing, and that you would open up the windows of understanding so that they will understand the knowledge and the will of Christ Jesus for their life, so that you would forgive them of any sin and unrighteousness, and that you will clear the way for them to be what you have called and created them to be, especially in these times. Father, if there is any unrighteousness in their atmosphere, we're asking that you would remove it. If there's anything that is not like you, we're asking that you would change it. And Father, if there's anything that they need, we're asking that you would provide it for them. Father, make a change, a difference in their lives, in their walk. And Father, we're asking from your throne that you would speak into that atmosphere, and it will be so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
So this is Iva or Eva.
Is that the one we were?
Yes.
Okay. With the scabies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so she lives in Germany.
She still lives in Germany.
She still lives in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
She's a single mom with 5 children.
Okay.
And they are struggling with the scabies condition.
Mm-hmm.
She says she knows that God is the only one who can help her.
Amen. But you know what? That is very true, but God can use people and things to facilitate what he wants to do for you.
Yeah.
Amen. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. We may not be down the street or across state, but God can still use us in some way to bring about a blessing in your atmosphere. I don't know how God wants to do that, but this is what I need you not to do. I need you to not give up hope. I need you to continue to hope, because now that the Bible says one can chase 1,000 and 2 could put 10,000 to a flight. There is power in prayer.
Yeah.
There is power when there's 2. Amen. There is power in prayer. When there's 2 or 3 people gathered together, the Bible says where 2 or 3 gathered together in my name, touching and agreeing, what's going to happen? He's going to be in the midst. He's going to be among them. Where there is 2 or 3, because if it's just 1, it's you and him. If there's 2 or 3, that's a big enough number for God to, because now it's a team. It's not you, it's us. Where there's 2 or 3 gathered together in my name, touching and agreeing, God said he would be in the midst. If there's 1 or 2 people, even in your household, if there's 1 or 2 people that, oh, you know what? If you, oh man, can we call Germany? I think we could call Germany. I don't know exactly how the thing works, but
yeah,
I think
the WhatsApp app that they could do it.
Yeah.
WhatsApp app.
Yeah.
International, and it's free, basically.
Ooh, I love free.
Yeah. So if you use WhatsApp.
What W A or?
It's like what?
Oh, what's up?
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's a WhatsApp app.
Yeah. It's a WhatsApp app.
Yep.
Now you're confusing me, mother. They say WhatsApp, and you say what?
WhatsApp.
So WhatsApp. Okay, so WhatsApp app.
Yeah.
It's the WhatsApp app.
Yeah.
Okay. We can call Germany.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. We can call you in Germany, and we can pray with you.
Yeah.
I can see, as a matter of fact, I want to send you some oils and some tallits.
Yeah.
We've sent to Germany and to, Pastor Nadine, not Nera, Pastor Baby Girl over here said we've sent everywhere. And she ought to know she's in charge of that distribution. So she said we sent everywhere. We sent everywhere. Well, I don't have any money. I ain't asked you for no money. I asked you for an address.
That's right.
That's all I asked you for.
That's
all I asked you for. I asked for that's all I need. We need somewhere where we can send it where you'll get it. And then we'll WhatsApp you, app you. What's up your app? We'll contact. David, they're messing with me, David. David, they're messing with me. We'll cut. Yes, amen. And then we'll contact you. We'll send you what you need because we don't want you to feel like you're by yourself. If the enemy can separate you, make you feel you're all alone, and he just keep on, until you can take a stick and beat a rock until you start beating chips off the rock. Just keep taking, if that stick breaks, take another stick. And just keep, eventually, if you keep hitting that same spot, at the same spot, more pressure, long enough, something's gonna crack on that rock.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. But if that rock got some sister rocks and a couple of cousin rocks hanging around and a stick heading my way, hoo! Amen?
Yes.
Amen, y'all? Amen. What? Am I right?
Amen,
amen. Amen. Am I Abigail, am I right? David, you said, you are not alone.
That's right.
Amen. Eva.
Eva.
Eva. Eva, you're not alone. And I don't want you to think you're alone. I don't want you to act like you're alone. Greater is he that's in us.
Yes.
Than he that is in the world.
Yes.
God said the power and the strength and the victory is on your side,
yes.
Not on the enemy's side. This is what I learned being a black man in the United States. You have to learn this. If you don't know what your rights are, you don't have any.
Amen.
So when the popo stop you and you don't think you got any rights, you don't.
Amen.
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 If you don't realize the enemy that you're fighting, he'll make you think you have no rights at all. I don't care what I do now. They give me the eye. David, what they, David, don't leave me hanging, David. You got to come over here so you can watch him. I don't need you back there. I need you over here because they're looking. You see that? You see all that? You, amen. You what? You, I'm, so when I look at you, you tell me what's going on, okay? Amen. Sister rocks, amen. If you don't know your rights, as far as the enemy is concerned, you don't have any. The Bible says what? My people err for the lack of knowledge because you don't know your rights as a believer. You don't know your rights as a Christian. You don't know your rights as a member of the bride. You don't know your rights as the body of Christ. You don't know your rights. And no one's taught you. No one taught you to study. You don't know how to study. You listen to people that keep you going, but they, listen, you can't eat ice cream and cake all day long, 7 days a week and expect to have teeth.
That's true.
That's true.
It's not going to happen. I mean, ice cream and cake is wonderful after you've eaten. Mm-hmm. But you can't have ice cream and cake first and then leave all the other stuff until I feel better. You ain't never going to feel no better. Y'all follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You must have the foundation word of God. You must, again, this is where this comes from. The 101 book. This will bless. Will it bless you?
Amen.
Will it bless you?
Yes.
Will it bless you?
Amen.
This, but he said, yes, this book will bless your socks off.
Amen.
Because it will give you the basic information you need that the church never taught you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I've been in this since 1970. What year is this? 2021. How old am I? Let's see. I got it. I'm not 80. 1976.
1870.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. And that's the church mom over there talking smack, okay? David, did you catch that? Amen. So I've been in this thing. I think I've been in this since 1976. 76, because I was a freshman in high school and I just went in. I went in a mean, nasty little freshman, and then on spring break I came back a saved believer. And they didn't know who he was. Amen. I was fresh, the new year. I started out fresh. And so I left 76. I ended 76 like a demon and entered 77 as a child of God. And I've been in there. I didn't learn all this stuff until we started this. And I'm thinking, I'm not the only one with that testimony.
Amen.
I had heard the rapture mentioned twice in passing. I didn't know anything about a rapture. I didn't even spell it until I came here. The Bible says my people err for the lack of knowledge. Amen. But I made up for lost time. I studied like a runaway slave. I buried myself in Christ, and I buried myself in Christ, and I went about my Father's business, and He brought me up to speed. Amen. Y'all all right?
Yes.
Amen. My rock's okay.
We're agreeing with you.
Amen. Amen. God will do it. Eva, I don't want you to think you're by yourself. I don't want any of you thinking you're by yourself. You have a whole family here. You have a worldwide family. You have a global family. We have resources to help whoever we can. Don't let the enemy beat you down because you think you have no support.
Amen.
That is the same as a battered or abused spouse.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same? Because they feel that they have no help.
Right.
They feel that they're secluded, that this demon that they married can treat them anyway, and no one will be able to help them. That's not true. That's not true. First of all, a billy club will help you at night when you think, and they think that they, and you can change some of that, but if you're not there yet, that's okay. Call on Jesus. Call on.
Spiritual billy club.
Oh, yeah. A spiritual billy club. Yeah, we'll do that. A spiritual billy club will take care of that. Amen. They don't even know what a billy club is. Some of them don't know. No, they don't. Do they?
No.
See? Abigail don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, but that big. They used it on people like me when back in the day. And so, hey, what? I got to get off of that? Okay. Altar plantation. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Pastor Andrea Armstrong, Pastor Sandy's wife, wearing white and brown today. Amen. With her hair braided up. Amen. Don't tell nobody. Amen. That she said that my mind's on the plantation. Amen. Amen. But she said it with love, so that changes everything. Amen. All right, Pastor, tell me who else I got. Amen. We got Eva, so tell me who else I got.
There was a mass shooting today in Lakewood.
Lakewood?
And there is a young man, he's African-American, who is planning to do, I don't know if he was the one who already did it or if he's planning to do it, a mass shooting today of any minority that he sees. And so he posted this on Reddit, and he has a heart of hatred. He doesn't know where it's coming from, but he figures he just needs to act on it.
I rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lakewood is just a couple of townships away from here. It's a few minutes away from here. Mass shooting?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just happened?
Yes. I just got the message.
You just got the message? We want to pray for the people that were affected by this mass shooting. We want to pray for that person with that demonic frame of thought. Because if they don't know where it's coming from, that's a demon.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a portal was open, a demon was brought in, and probably their cousins, and they're controlling this vessel that God created. And I rebuke that in the name of Jesus, that they're just going to shoot anyone of color that they see. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the victims. We pray for people that were affected by this mass shooting. Father, we rebuke the spirit and the demon that's causing this to happen. For greater is He that's in us than anything that is in the world. We rebuke in the name of Jesus. We pray the power and the authority and the might of the power of God to overtake that demon and everything that affects them and their way of thinking. We rebuke it, and the power and the blood of Jesus overcomes it in the name of Jesus. If there are any victims, we pray for them and the families in the name of Jesus. Father, stop the enemy, God. Stop the plans of the enemy. Stop the demons that are moving in that enemy. In the name of Jesus. You gotta show up. In the name of Jesus, we pray power over that spirit. We pray power over those actions. We pray power over anything that comes against the word of God. Father, we pray for every person that was affected. We pray covering for any other person that would be affected. We pray covering over anyone that would be affected. Send your warring angels to protect your people. Send your warring angels to protect your people. Send your warring angels to protect your people. Yes! Victory belongs to God. Victory belongs to the people of God. Victory belongs to us in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let no harm come to your people. Let no harm come to your people. Cover your people with love and power and authority. Shield us by your presence. Let your warring angels destroy the enemy, the spirit that dwells in the enemy. Let your power prevail. We bless you. We praise you for the victory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We want to pray for our Minister Ryan. He's back in the field now. He's working now. He's a police officer. And they just had some things go down last night. And we want to pray that the Lord will continue to cover him. He hasn't been on the force in about a year or so because he had got hurt. But he's back now, and we want to pray. We want to pray that God will keep him covered. He's actually working right now. We want to pray for him and whoever his partners are and all of that. We want to pray for the force. Amen. We want to pray for the force, not just our brother, but especially our brother. But we want to pray for the force, and we want to pray their protection, because believe it or not, they are also targets. They big targets. Yes. And people, and Jesus. We want to keep them in prayer. Amen. Jesus. Minister Reverend Ryan, we're praying for you. Amen. And the force and where you are and what you're doing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, especially in these times. And he's working in the 7-7 precinct, which is in the heart of South LA. They don't call it South Central anymore, but South LA, in the heart of South LA, in the heart of South LA. So we want to pray his covering. Amen. And whoever he's with, their covering. Fabio Ola Messiah, Lord, you are able. You are able to protect our brothers and sisters in Christ. You are able to protect us. You're able to keep us concealed in your power and your authority. You're able to move mountains on our behalf. You have done it. You are still doing it. Greater is the power that's in us than anything that will come against us. Father, you are worthy. You are the only true and living God. There is none like you. And we pray that you would prop us up and fortify us and keep us covered by your blood, that we will be effective witnesses wherever we are and whatever we're doing, and we're protected by your power and your blood. Ikayaso, even this house, Ikalonosare, every believer in their temple covered by the blood of God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen,
amen.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Baby, what you got on in the chat room, Asia, anything? Okay. Were they able to get the screen up?
No, actually, Dr. Paul.
Okay.
So this is from Warhammer concerning Pat.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the doctors made a mistake and they thought the issue was on her right side,
mm-hmm.
or the right ovary, but it was the left ovary.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, you know, when you go to the hospital, you have to do a COVID test.
Mm-hmm.
They lost hers, so they had to redo it.
Oh, brother.
But on the 26th, they found that she had a twisted tube, and that's what was causing the issue.
Oh.
And it was super painful. The doctors were trying to figure out how she was even able to stand up against the pain, but she was able to. It has now been fixed.
Oh, praise God. So that's a praise report. It's been fixed. God is able. There is nothing that our God cannot do. He is more than able. This is the same God that spoke and the world became. This is the same God that told the ocean to stay where you are and told the land to stay where you are. And God can't pay a light bill. That's all. Amen. When you weigh the two, it's like there's no, you can't even weigh the two. They're not in the same league. There is nothing that you need that God can't do.
Amen.
Something, but listen, I need you to understand this. You don't know God as a healer until you've been healed.
Yeah.
I mean, you can hear about it, but you don't know.
Yeah.
Amen. You don't know nothing about God being a deliverer unless you've been delivered.
Yeah.
Some things God will allow you to go through. Some things God, I mean, Job, God will allow you to go through, or he may place you in that position so that you will be an effective witness.
Yes.
Because long as I'm telling you what I heard,
yes,
people may or may not get it.
Right.
When I'm telling you what I've been through,
yeah,
I even speak in a different tone.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, this came from here,
yeah,
not from reading a book.
Right.
I know what happened here. I was there.
Right.
And so sometimes God may allow you to go through something just so your testimony will be firm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, how long I got to go through it until it's done? I heard somebody say the other day, and it was brilliant. I heard it before, but somewhere it struck a chord. Victory cost what it cost.
Ooh.
Why do I got to pay? It cost what it cost. Whatever it cost you, that's just what it cost. Amen.
Yes.
The cross, victory cost what it cost.
Yes.
And he knew it going in. It cost what. So don't ask God, well, why does it cost this much? Because I hope he tell you it costs what it cost. Yeah. End of the argument. That's just what it costs. You don't argue with the gas station when you go and buy that $5 a gallon. You stick the thing in there, whoop, 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 and you go on where you go. I never heard nobody arguing with the gas attendant because gas was $5 a gallon. I'm not one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So why all of a sudden you feel so obligated that you can argue with God because you got to go through what you got to go through? It costs what it costs. You want it or you don't. That's just the way it is. There's a heaven and a hell. There's nothing in between. You coming or you going. Just pick one.
Amen.
And that's the way it is. That's cold. Life is cold. Because you ain't always got time to explain stuff and break it down and characterize it and box it. This is what it is. You coming? And that's the way it is. It costs what it costs. Victory costs what it costs. Salvation costs what it costs. Whatever you got to go through to get what God wants you to have, it costs what it costs. Shut up and push. Amen?
Amen.
That's a tough message. What you want me to tell you? It's an easy road. God said it's my burden is a light and you ain't got to go through much of nothing. And don't worry about that. Don't let them tell you that. Don't. When people come into Christ, yes, God's burden is light, and it is compared to so many things. It is very light when you compare to so many things. It's nothing, but you must pay something. Even if you got a welfare card, you got to pay something. Y'all follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's something that the gas to get there, the clothes to put on to get to the gas station, to get to the car, it's got to cost you, because if it costs you nothing, I guarantee you, you won't appreciate it.
Amen.
Every child that has everything and they never have to do anything to get it, they will never appreciate it.
Right.
Because it costs them nothing.
Amen.
It's no loss to them. Why? I didn't ask you for it. You just gave it to me. So I don't have to do anything to keep it because I didn't ask you for it in the first place. Ungrateful.
Amen.
They think that you do that because you owe it to them. When people are nice to you, it's not because they have to be. You're blessed because they are. God does not have to do this for you. He chose to do this for you. Amen?
Amen.
That's a tough message today, ain't it?
It's all right.
But it's all right, right?
Amen.
It may shake somebody up.
Yeah.
Because I don't want you to get caught up in stupidity and miss out on salvation.
Yes.
And it is my job. I can't make you live saved, but you're going to act saved while you're here.
Amen.
That's what they taught me when I was growing up. You ain't got to be saved when you walk in that door, but you're going to act like you're saved while you're in this door.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to teach you what's right. Now, what you do with it when you leave here, that's on you. But we're going to teach you what's right.
Yeah.
last time. Get this book. One day I'm not going to tell you. You know why? Because we ain't going to be here.
Amen.
And you're going to wish you had it. Get the book. S4C Troops at AOL.com or Pastor
Nicole. S4C Bible 101.
Say it.
S4C Bible 101 at gmail.com.
Say it again.
S4C Bible 101 at gmail.com.
One more again.
S4C Bible 101 at gmail.com.
You're a good girl. Thank you. See there? I kissed you and everything. Amen. I know we laughed and I know we have fun and all that because this is a beautiful place to be and it's a wonderful thing to do, but don't get me wrong. I'm as serious as a heart attack about everything that I said. You need to know who your God is. You need to know who your enemy is. We will pray with you. We will pray for you. We will stand in a gap with you. We will send you everything that we can. We will do all that we can, but you got to do something. You got to do something. You know, we can send it to you, but we can't make you read it.
Amen.
Amen. We can teach it to you, but we can't make you believe it.
Amen.
You have to do something, because if you do nothing, you don't appreciate it. You don't appreciate the death. You don't appreciate his blood. You don't appreciate the cross. You appreciate nothing. Get up off your do nothing. The Bible says, go into the highways and hedges and forcibly persuade, compel men unto me. Your duty as a person that believes that Jesus is who he said he is to get up off your do nothing and go somewhere and tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. Get up and do something. Many of you have children that don't have no idea who God is. That's your first mission. That's your first church right there. Do something with them children. You got a spouse that don't know who Jesus is. You may not be able to teach them, but you can live like you know Jesus.
Amen.
And that's teaching them.
Yes.
Get up and do something.
Amen.
We thank you for being with us. We are out of time. I give God praise and I magnify him. Did we get everything? Is there anything, Asia, that we need? She said there's one thing that we don't want to. Okay. All right. Well, she's the boss, I guess. Amen. Amen. Well, she is, because I'm shutting up, right? Amen. Amen. We thank God for every... No, actually, she keeps things in order. She helps keep things in line and in order because we have more service after this service.
Amen.
So she helps keep me going. Amen. So that's what she is. Everything else, I'm just being silly. But, Father, we thank you for all that you are and all that you've done. We give you praise for this amazing opportunity to minister to others. We bless every person that says yes. And we encourage every person that has not said it yet. And we pray against everyone that comes against the word of God, especially in your people, either in the cloud or in the crowd, preferably in the cloud. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Hallelujah.
See?